Establishment Media, Left Attack Donald Trump for Promoting Bibles. By Hannah Knudsen on March 28, 2024. The establishment media, which is notoriously anti-Trump, as well as some members of the far left and anti-Trump Republicans, are attacking former President Donald Trump for promoting the God Bless the USA Bible, as he made it clear that America must protect anything that is pro-God and pray again. Trump partnered with American country artist Lee Greenwood, perhaps best known for God Bless the USA, encouraging Americans to purchase a copy of the King James Bible. It features a copy of U.S. founding documents, including the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, as well as the Pledge of Allegiance and a handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, according to the website. Trump held the Bible in a video message on Truth Social, announcing that he was proud to partner with Greenwood on this Bible, adding that he would like a lot of people to have it. "It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're gonna get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country," Trump said, emphasizing that we must bring them back fast. Trump said he believes that the absence of religion in the country is one of the biggest problems we have. "That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home. And I have many," Trump said, identifying it as his favorite book. "It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important," he said, predicting that it will come back strong. "In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington, we answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us." Trump said it is essential to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation, praising the founding fathers for building America on Judeo-Christian values. "Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray. Get educated. Get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation to bring our great nation back." He continued, urging Americans to purchase the Bible to help spread our Christian values with others. Predictably, Trump's promotion of the $59.99 Bible drew immense criticism from leftists and the establishment media. A commentary from the far-left Salon.com asserted that Trump Bibles make a mockery of Christianity, and that's exactly why MAGA will eat them up. "Their new lord is Trump himself," the article read, mocking Christian Trump supporters as mindless morons. "He's a lot more fun for the red hats since his message is kick thy neighbor and build the wall. Frankly, I'm sure most of them find it a huge relief, not having to pretend they ever cared about that peace and charity crap," the commentary read. The Washington Post jumped aboard as well, asserting that Trump has never shied away from using his name or likeness to try to make money, pointing out his digital trading cards, sneakers, and cologne, asserting he is trying to enrich him personally at a time when he faces a cash crunch amid his legal woes. As Breitbart News reported Tuesday, Trump's wealth hit $6 billion after Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, finalized a merger, making him one of the top 500 richest people in the world. Axios concluded that Trump has used Christianity, something the mainstream media, ironically, claims it has understanding of when it is evident the opposite is true. And its imagery is a powerful rhetorical tool, and Mother Jones put it this way. Throughout the rest of the clip, as if daring us into a collective disgust, Trump swerved through random opportunities to rail against bureaucrats and a country under threat, all while hawking a holy text. But his latest sales pitch also prompted some legitimate questions. Such as, "What the hell is going on?" And, "Excuse me?" Here, we try to answer some of the queries. MSNBC said the Bible promotion was the latest entry on a cringeworthy list, and far-left Al Sharpton concluded that Trump's promotion of Bibles is offensive. "People should realize how offensive this is to those of us that really believe in the Bible." At the Rev. Al on Trump selling $60 Bibles pic.twitter.com/WMKGTWSP5W. Morning Joe, at morning underscore Joe, March 28, 2024. Ex-Trump aide Alyssa Farah Griffin, who co-hosts The View, expressed disgust that Trump is selling $59.99 Bibles, pointing to persecuted Christians around the world. The criticism does not end there, either, as several anti-Trump figures let their anger be known. Serial conman, criminal, and sinner is peddling his latest grift to fund his hundreds of millions in legal costs. As if Trump has ever read a page of the Bible in his life, the anti-Trump Lincoln Project said before insulting Trump's base. And the saddest part? MAGA suckers are nonetheless still falling for it, it added as others jumped in. The anger over Trump encouraging Americans to own this Bible follows many leftists expressing anger over a Trump sharing a note from one of his supporters, who some say drew a parallel between the former president's ongoing legal battles and Jesus Christ's persecution. However, that supporter also shared Psalm 109:3-8. The entire psalm is a cry for help to God, which begins this way. Be not silent, O God of my praise. For wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. They encircle me with words of hate, and attack me without cause. In return for my love they accuse me, but I give myself to prayer. So they reward me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Verse 26-31 continues as David asks the Lord to help him, appealing to Yahweh's steadfast love, a common theme throughout Scripture, as Breitbart News detailed. It concludes with giving thanks to the Lord, praising him in the midst of the throng. Trump himself did not make a comparison to Jesus, commenting that his supporters' note was beautiful. And, as Breitbart News made clear, the sufferings and sacrifice of Jesus, which served as the ultimate payment required to reconcile mankind with God, are indeed incomparable. That aside, it should be noted that Jesus also warned his disciples not to be surprised when they face persecution of various kinds, telling them, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake." Jesus tells believers in John 15, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." So while Trump is getting pushback for sharing this post, the comparison issue seems to be pointing to the commentary provided by the supporter that Trump shared rather than the scripture itself. Regardless of the controversy, there is precedent in scripture that sets a pattern of expecting pushback if one is doing what is right. This is far from the first time Trump has received criticism related to the Bible, as he drew backlash when he famously walked across Lafayette Park in 2020, the year of civil unrest, and held up a Bible in front of the historic St. John's Episcopal Church, which protesters set on fire. Watch.